Okay, welcome back to the Moto Show. A couple of days after the British Championship in Northern Ireland, there's a Martin. We have Elliot Banks-Brown. Elliot, how's it going? Not so good.
Yeah, not so good. Pretty beat up after the weekend, but yeah, still got a red plate, so sort of happy.
So what happened then? Because obviously there was a press release put out yesterday by one of the teams saying that the third race was not what they said it was, and I was there, and you were pretty much gone in the third one, and then you sort of crashed. What happened exactly?
For the beginning of the day, I was struggling a bit, because I haven't obviously raced for a few weeks, because I've had a few little injuries and stuff, but by the time I got to third race, I felt really good and comfortable on the track, and I had a good lead. I only had two laps to go, and still pushing hard, obviously, because we... going to race the GPs and stuff, so we want to push all the way through a race, but I wasn't going over my head or anything, and I come with two laps to go, I had a 10-second lead or something like that, and just come through a back section, and same lines I hit every lap pretty much, and it was just a rocking right in the rut, and it was one of them sections where you had to be committed from straight before, if you know what I mean, and then, so I was committed to a rut, and I seen this rock at the last point, and there was nothing I could do, and I hit it, and it kicked my back end out, so I took off a double, and landed sideways, and sort of thought I'd saved it a bit, and then, got a bit of whiskey foot, and come off the back, and hit the fence, flat out, and when I come off, I land on my neck, and on my head, so I had a lap and a half left of a race, and just had to roll around, and I finished ninth, but, it was pretty tough just even finishing that last race. I was in a lot of pain, so yeah, really unfortunate.
You looked in a lot. I got to say, you kept going, and was it going through your head that you needed the points?
Yeah, I knew I had a pretty good lead in a championship going into that, at a race. I had a 20-point lead or something, so I knew that Mel was in second, and there's no way I was going to pull out, I was going to finish the race, so I tried my best, and... But now you sit back, I wish you would have tried a bit harder. So I got to, it's just a few more people didn't pass me. But you're trying your best when you're out there on track. And every time you come back and sit there, you always think about the things you could have done and should have done. But it was tough finishing them last two races. And I was just thinking about points. I didn't really know where I was in the race. I know I had a good lead on everyone else. So I wasn't going to finish too bad, but... It was a good job there was only two laps left, because otherwise I would have lost a lot more positions.
So you finished the race. Did you just drop the bike off, or did you ride back to your truck, or how did it go from there? Did you know your wrist was quite bad?
Yeah, I knew it was bad. I got someone to take. I had to get someone to take my helmet off because my neck was hurting, and take my glove off and that. And I knew my wrist was pretty bad. And it's my bad wrist anyway. I had my operation on, but I don't think it's hurt where I had my operation, which is a good thing. So I go and see some people tomorrow and see what the deal is with it. And but I know I'm in the best hands possible, and I do everything to get me back on track. And even if I got some time off, we got five weeks till the next race, 4 weekends and 5 weeks. So. To the next British Championship, which is my main priority at the minute, and like I said, I'm still leading the championship, so it's the main thing.
Yeah, it's got to be your main priority, really. And as you say, there's a nice break in between, so there's no rush to come back just to do the GP for the sake of it.
No, it's just crazy. Yeah, it just doesn't seem like someone wants me racing GPs, because every time I seem to go to one or get ready for one, I felt so ready after going into Sweden after. What should have been an awesome day at Desert Martin would have just been, perfect, because it just seems like I have a best weekend and then I go into a GP with something bad going wrong. After Milton, I managed to do 10 minutes of a first, but I won every race at Milton, then went into France, did 10 minutes and cut my hand open. So couldn't race there, and then just bad things keep happening, but it's racing off in the end of at the end of the day, and we all do it. We know the consequences.
So what do you think? What do you think it is? Is it just literally bad luck, or it can't be bad preparation? Because I know what the bikes and yourself are prep like. But do you think it's just genuinely bad luck with GPs at the moment?
It seems to be. I don't really know how. at a weekend, I can't really say. I suppose it's. I can't really say it's my mistake because I was hitting the same rut every single lap and I didn't do anything wrong, if you know what I mean. And
Yeah.
just unlucky there was a massive rut. It was literally a boulder in the track. So it wasn't like I could have avoided it at any point because it would have been an even bigger crash. So I
When
tried to
did you
do all
see
I
it? So
could.
was it sort of last minute? What went through your head?
At the time, like nothing. I seen a rock and I just tried to, I tried to sort of bounce it a bit to get into a rut and just didn't really work. I must have caught it with my back wheel. I definitely got my front wheel over, and then at the last minute, it was like it just happened so quick, and I
Yeah,
was just
yeah.
like, it was quite a fast jump, and you don't go very high, so I kept the gas on like I would do normally, like to try
Yeah.
and get out of it, and it was just too sideways. But because I was going so fast when I landed, it like sort of ripped me off the back of a bike, if you like. But
Yeah.
I had to hold on so tight, it actually like ripped my hand open. Like I got a massive, like I hadn't got a blister whole race, I couldn't feel it. And straight after that crash, obviously holding on so tight to try and save it, I just had a biggest blister when I come in, and I could feel it straight away when I got up after that. So I tried pretty hard to save it, but didn't really work. So
So what do you do for sort of to, because your hands are pretty solid, do you know what I mean, skin wise. How come you keep riders, because you see quite a lot of pictures with riders with really bad blisters. Why do you still get blisters if your hands are still, pretty rough, to say the least? What's the reason behind it, do you think?
it's sort of like different tracks, and like I get blisters if I'm not riding very good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because you're trying to hold on too tight and you're holding on in a different position what you normally would, but I hadn't got a blister all day, so then it was just literally like because I tried to hold on and save that so hard, I think it just ripped my hand, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know, some people, it's weird because some tracks you don't even feel anything, and then like you could not feel anything all day and then go into the last race of the day and get a big blister. It just depends on the track. If it's like
Yeah.
really jittery bumps, I suppose, then it's a lot, or you're more likely to get a blister because you can't keep your hand in the same position on a bar all the time.
Yeah. Was Desert Martin, apart from obviously your crash, was that best track of the year so far?
Yeah, I think so. Like it was so gnarly, like, but it was really gnarly. Like I was going into the last race thinking, geez, on the starting lap, this is so bad. Like this track's super gnarly. And then when I got out there in the lead, I just felt comfortable, and it didn't even seem that rough to me. Like it was, I just felt, I don't know, it felt like one of the best I've ridden all year. I just felt so comfortable and just
Yeah.
like easy. I wasn't really trying too hard or making any mistakes. I hadn't made a mistake all race, so. And then just to go in there and on two laps to go, it was a shame, but the track was, yeah, it was super gnarly and I loved it. I
Yeah, it's a
really.
good track. It is a good track. So what's next then? I know you went to hospital yesterday to have it checked out. You go to another specialist tomorrow, and then what for your hand?
We'll just see where it goes from there, like what they want to do treatment wise, and then obviously just get it sorted as soon as possible and then get back racing as soon as I can, because just a shame because I keep missing races and it's not good. I want to be, when everyone else is racing, they're getting faster and faster, and I'm sitting at home. It's no good for me. But
So what do you do then when you're not on the bike? What's your I know you train. Do you still train with Kurt, Tommy's trainer?
yeah, I train like go and see Kirk pretty much every day still, and then especially like now if I'm not going to race, I'll be in working harder than ever because during the season you can't really get much fitter in a gym.
Yeah.
It's just like maintaining it. We do a lot in, obviously in the winter to get our base fitness. But
Yeah.
now, if I'm going to have a bit of time off, then yeah, we'll get back on it and I'll come back hopefully even fitter and stronger. So, I've got an 8-point lead in this championship and I can't let it slip. I want it more than ever. So,
Yeah, we still got Hawkstone to go, the next one. Good track for you.
yeah, I like Corkstone. Folkestone's one of those tracks where you can be really good on your day or really bad. It's like I think everyone has the ups and downs when there, but
Yeah.
I really really like that track, and it's the same as like Desert Martin. You really really technical when at the end of a day, but it's the same. Yeah, it is. I could say it's the same as Desert Martin because at the beginning of the day it's like super fast, like scary fast. You're just everywhere flat out, and
Yeah.
there's no real, it's not too technical. You just hit everything pin, but at the end of the day, the track slows down so much and you have to hit your lines properly. And that's what I like, a bit more technical track. And, certainly you have to think about it a bit more.
And then we go to Langrush after that one. That's completely different again. Have you
Yeah,
raced there
Langrish, I
before?
love that track where that's like sort of what I grew up on, tracks like that, you know, fast, like old school tracks where you just like pinned and it's just natural. And I really do like that track. I've had been there pretty good day in the past, you know. I've jumped on 450s there when I've been riding 250s, and I finished second at the Ken Hall International there 1 year, and then Nubby, I just had bad luck at one, but no, I like it around there. So.
And then the final one at Little Silver.
Yeah,
No, it's
Little
not. Is
Silver.
it Little Silver?
Yeah, Little Silver. I like all the the next few tracks coming up are good.
I've, do you
Like,
think the Little Silver one obviously is later in the year? Plan for Mud for that one?
I don't know. Like, it's good. I suppose it's good whenever, because you know, both the times we've been at the beginning of the year, it hasn't actually been too bad. Like,
No,
it's
it's
been
been all
pretty,
right to be fair.
it's made it pretty good. I think it could go either way at Little Silver. Like, it could be really muddy or really too dry and not get lines and be dusty. But no, I like all the. I've liked every British. I can't say there's been a British championship I haven't liked. I even like Milton. At Milton, some people complain about Milton, but I love that track. Like, it was technical and exactly sort of like the GPs are, which was really good practice for us.
It's good. It's a good little track. What you know, my personal point of view on that, it needs to be, those posts need to be taken out, but everything else seems to be fine.
No, I don't know what some people complain about, because that was one of the most technical, gnarly tracks of the year. And but yeah, I agree with you. The posts definitely need to be taken out, because you don't want to be hitting your hands on them things. And even at Desert Martin, there was some of them, like after the jumps, just I think we need to get rid of them white posts, because there's no need for them as
No,
well.
definitely not. Definitely not. And you were saying before we sort of come on the to record the interview, you said about the Red Bull thing, you might be off to the Formula One factory.
Yeah, they invited me to go there. I think it's next Friday. We go to look around the F1 factory and then go to Silverstone for a day and have a look around like the pits and stuff when the Formula One's going on. So that should be pretty sick. And no, they look after me like amazingly, and all the other athletes. Like, I'm off tonight to go to like Performance Week with Red Bull with Darren Roberts, and it's gonna be. They do look after me really, really well. And no, I hope I can give him a championship as well. So,
Yeah, definitely. Well, what you got planned for the rest of the day? Just chilling?
just chilling out, and then go up to Manchester tonight, and then meet them boys. And yeah, not a lot. Just chill out, give my hand some rest, take all I can to try and heal it up. And yeah, that's all I'm doing really.
Cool. Well, I'll let you go. We can, because normally you write a blog every month, but I think we'll use this as your audio blog, I think, because there's quite a lot in there, and that'll keep you going until next month. It saves you writing, because I know you won't be able to write anyway.
Yeah, one finger, just one hand.
Exactly. So yeah, well, good luck tomorrow, and have a good night tonight, and all that sort of stuff. And just let us know what happens tomorrow, what the specialist says.
Will do, mate.
All right, mate. Speak to you
Thanks a lot.
later. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.